It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. And your host today is Leslie Carrier.
The Missouri Secretary of State's office is responsible for several duties within state government. One of the most visible of those duties is to ensure fair elections and voting opportunities throughout the state. However, another area that some may not be aware of is the Secretary of State's office is also tasked with protecting Missouri's investors. Today, Secretary of State Jason Kander is with us, and he is going to be talking more about that. Welcome to Springfield.
Happy to be here. Thanks very much.
Glad to have you. So tell us about that. What is the responsibility of the Secretary of State's office in terms of Missouri's investors?
Well, you know, Leslie, as you mentioned, our office is one that has a pretty wide variety of responsibilities. We have a pretty big portfolio. And one of the things I always point out in terms of the diversity of our office is that, you know, you and I have talked, for instance, before about the library. It's one of the many services our office provides. Is on the second floor of our building, we have law enforcement personnel in the securities division who literally work down the hall from librarians. So it's a very diverse portfolio of responsibilities, and one of the most important is definitely the chief securities regulator role that we have. And so it's one of the things a lot of folks don't know about our office, but essentially we're there to protect Missouri's investors. So I have a team of very good lawyers and auditors and investigators who work to help Missourians who in one way or another have been scammed. You know, the vast majority of folks in the financial services industry are good, hardworking professionals who really just want to help Missourians grow the money that they have saved. But there are, like any industry, there are some who are out to take advantage of people. And we are there both to try and protect Missouri investors from those who have already taken advantage of them, but also to educate Missouri's investors about scams that are out there at any given time so that they can try and steer themselves away from them.
Well, Missouri happens to rank very high in terms of investor protection and financial services. What services or programs are happening or going on that have led to that ranking?
Well, I think one of the reasons is that one thing a lot of people don't know just about the state is that in Missouri, the financial services industry is actually, we're actually the number three state in the country for that. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that there are several large firms that are located in St. Louis. But in general, we are just a state that has a really vibrant financial services sector. And then the other part of it, I think, is just that our office has a tradition of working very hard to protect Missouri's investors. You know, this is something where, you know, as I mentioned, the vast majority of people working in this industry, they just want to do the right thing. They're in it to help their clients. But we have a mutual interest with them, and that the people who aren't in it for that reason, you know, they don't want to see the reputation of the industry spoiled by some bad actors. So we work in many cases in concert with some of the firms to try and protect investors from people who might have the wrong intentions. And I think that relationship has given Missouri a very good reputation. But more than anything, it's really the staff in my office. I mean, they're very dedicated, and they believe wholeheartedly in what they're doing, and they take it very seriously.
You all have the Missouri Investor Protection Center website that lists information on, if somebody is interested in finding out information on their financial advisor, their broker, more information on investors. What all information can be found on that website?
So the website is MissouriSafeSavings.com, and one of the first things you can do when you go there is you can research your broker. And this is something that I recommend everybody do. So whether it's somebody new who you've just started to try out or whether you've had the same broker for a long time, I encourage people, you know, it doesn't hurt at all to go to the website and research their background or to call our office. And you can find several things there at the website. You can find whether or not our office has ever had to do a cease and desist order, for instance, against that individual. You can find out whether other state regulators in other states have taken action against them. And in some cases, pertinent personal history, like if they've had a bankruptcy or that sort of thing. And then you can also call our office. We have a hotline. That number is 1-800-721-7996, and 721-7996. And if you call, one of the things you can do, and also on the website, is you can find out whether or not your broker is registered. And that's probably one of the most important things, because the fact is that the law in Missouri says that if you're going to be an investment advisor, if you're going to be a broker or a dealer, then you have to register with our office. And so I always point out to folks that if someone has not taken that step, has not complied with that law and registered with our office, it's a red flag, because it may mean that their objective is to operate outside the law. If they already are not complying with the law by registering, then there may be other things that they're doing in terms of their advising or possibly taking advantage of their clients that would also be outside the law. And so it's helpful to know whether or not they're registered in the first place.
You mentioned earlier the law enforcement unit of your office, right down the hall from the librarians, mm-hmm. as you said. They receive and investigate complaints mm-hmm. from Missouri investors. How can an investor file a complaint? And walk us through what happens once that has been activated.
Sure. It's really simple, actually. They can just let us know. They can call our office. They can also file a complaint on the website. And then once that happens, the investigators in our office, they start to look into it. They'll look into the history of that individual. They'll also conduct an investigation like any other investigation. And, you know, what they're looking for are red flags, either in the person's personal history or in possibly that individual case. Maybe account numbers have been changed. Maybe in some cases, we see things like the investment advisor or the person who maybe wants to take advantage of the client, they might change the address to which the statements are sent to. So all of a sudden, you're not getting your statements anymore. They're going to their house, so you can't see what they're doing with your money. Things like that. And then, there are other things to watch for. I mean, there are some cases where, for instance, we'll see somebody hold themselves out to have a special expertise. They'll say, and this is maybe sometimes you'll see them have like a handful of letters after their name on their business card that you're not really sure what it is. Now, in most cases, that's just a certification and it's valuable. But in some cases, that's there sort of to make you feel, have a sense of security with them that maybe they haven't earned. My favorite example of this is there was a case in Utah where the securities regulator in Utah found this, where there was a gentleman who had the four letters after his name that he used for about 15 years, and they were CHSG. And he ended up doing something that they had to start an investigation on him. And they asked him, what does CHSG actually stand for? And he had had this certification on there for 15 years. And it turned out it stood for Certified High School Graduate. And that's an example of a situation where somebody might be trying to hold themselves out as having an expertise that you don't have, when that's not necessarily the case.
How can a consumer navigate all the information that's out there? I mean, every day we receive information in the mail or see it in the news about this investment or that investment. So what's the best advice on that?
The first advice is, if you're thinking about making an investment at all, or you're thinking about working with an investment advisor, call our office or go to our website and look into the investment, look into the advisor, at least make sure that they're registered with our office. And then second, I just remind people to ask questions, that there are no dumb questions, that I think a lot of folks feel like maybe it's people who aren't smart or people who aren't sophisticated who are taken advantage of, and that's not really the case. I always remind people that the folks who do this, who take advantage of Missourians and in many cases they take advantage of seniors simply for the reason of seniors are more likely to have savings and therefore they're a little more vulnerable. I always remind people that the people who are doing this, in many cases, this is what they do for a living. They're a criminal, but this is what they do for a living, which means they're very practiced at it. They have a lot of experience in scamming people. And so as a result, there's no shame in having been the victim of a scam. Very smart people fall into these traps all the time because sometimes these scams are very carefully honed, very carefully practiced to bring people in. And so I always remind people, ask questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question. And also, to make sure that you understand exactly how the investment is going to make money. Sometimes I think people feel like, this person is an expert, so they know exactly what they're doing, so I'm going to go ahead and just defer to their judgment entirely. But it's not to say that you need to have every bit of expertise that your advisor does, but you need to make sure that your advisor can explain to you how it is that you're going to turn a profit on this. Because if they can't, then that's sort of a red flag that it might be something where they're the one that's going to turn a profit.
Okay, and finally, repeat that 1-800 number you gave earlier. And also, What is the website address that people can go to for more information for investor alerts?
So the website is MissouriSafeSavings.com, and the phone number for our investor protection hotline is 1-800-721-7996. It's 1-800-721-7996.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest today has been Secretary of State Jason Kander. This program and others are available on the web at ksmu.org. Click on the Series tab, then on Making Democracy Work. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri.